蓝天之下有滋润的水泉，旷野之中有歇脚的绿洲。欢迎来到蓝天绿洲。
在上期节目当中呢，查尔斯跟我们分享到了约翰本人以及他所住的天路历程。不知道朋友你有没有抽时间去翻阅一下或者查找这本书呢？我相信如果我们花点时间去拜读一下，总会有一些收获的。欢迎收听蓝天绿洲，我是李诺。在查尔斯之前的分享当中呢，我们知道天路历程这一本书呢，是约翰本人的著作当中流传最广泛，也是一本阅读量仅次于圣经的属灵书籍。那么我们不禁在想，这本书究竟有怎么样的魅力，以至于它可以经受住时间的考验呢？其实查尔斯已经提到了一部分，那就是《天路历程》这本书当中的寓言故事呢，它的时效性是非常长的，也就是说它并不是单纯的针对某一个时代，就是对于任何一个时代的人来说，都曾经经历过书中描述的一些情形，而这些情形呢，往往是能够给我们带来一些共鸣，甚至是呢，帮助我们学习怎样去面对一些的环境的。那我们都知道，圣经呢，是一本非常经得起时间考验的书，因为这是神的话，是神亲自启示人，透过人写出来的。圣经当中所描述的一切的话语呢，都是从神而来的真理，它是永远不变的，它是永不过时的。约翰本人之所以能够写出《天路历程》这样时效性那样长的一本书，我想跟他对圣经的熟悉程度，以及他认识神的程度和他与神的关系，一定是密不可分的。只有这样呢，他才能够真切地体会到人生命真实的需要，人在信仰的成长道路上将会面对的各种的挑战、困难，甚至是危险。那么在今天的节目当中，查尔斯会继续跟我们来剖析这一本《天路历程》，讲到其中描述到我们人类的仇敌的问题。不知道朋友你对仇敌有什么样的概念呢？或者说你觉得生活在一个相对和平的时代和地区，所以呢从来没有想过我的人生当中是否有什么仇敌？那么李诺呢，就邀请你在今天的节目当中好好的去体会，同时也好好的去发现我们人生当中到底有着什么样的仇敌。
Like it or not, we live in a world of pervasive evil, and that's why I'm calling this program Fighting the Enemy. Who is our enemy? Revelation 12:9 tells us, the great dragon was hurled down, that ancient serpent called the devil or Satan, who leads the whole world astray.
不管你喜不喜欢，我们生活的世界邪恶无处不在。所以我把今天的节目主题叫与仇敌征战。谁是我们的仇敌呢？启示录12:9说，大龙就是那古蛇，名叫魔鬼，又叫撒旦，是迷惑普天下的，他被摔在地上。
This kind of evil entered the world at the very beginning when the enemy led Adam and Eve away from God's truth, God's plan for them.
在创世之初，仇敌迷惑了亚当和夏娃，离开神的真理，离开神对他们的计划，因此这种邪恶就进入了世界。
Jesus in John 8:44 called him the father of lies and a murderer from the beginning. Those lies, those murderous plans take many different forms. Terrorism, addictions, greed, envy. Every sin, even the sins that unfortunately tend not to raise eyebrows, are part of that murderous plan. He does everything he can.To destroy God's truth and God's plan to save men and women from the grip of sin and death through Jesus.
约翰福音8:44，耶稣称魔鬼是说谎之人的父，从起初呢是杀人的。那些谎言和杀人的计划以种种不同的形式出现，例如 恐怖主义、沉溺、贪婪、嫉妒等等。即使是一些好像没什么大不了的罪，也跟所有罪一样，是魔鬼杀害人的计划的一部分。仇敌想尽方法要破坏神真理的彰显，并拦阻神通过耶稣基督拯救人脱离罪恶辖制的计划。
John Bunyan knew the attacks of the devil well. While he was in prison for his preaching ministry, he turned his reflections into an allegory that became one of the most read books not only of his time, but ever since. In fact, the second most read book in the English language after the Bible.
约翰本人对魔鬼的攻击了如指掌。当他因为传道工作而坐牢期间，他将信仰的反思转化为一部寓言。自此以后，这本寓言书不止在当代，更在后世流传，成为英语世界最多读者的书，仅次于圣经。
The world may have changed beyond all recognition since the 1600s when Bunyan lived and preached, but when we read about the experiences of his characters, they can start sounding a little too familiar. And that shouldn't really surprise us. Our fallen nature is the same as theirs.
本人生活与传道的年代是十七世纪，到现在，这个世界的变化已经难以言喻。然而，当我们读到他书中的人物经历时，却会觉得异常熟悉。这也没什么好惊讶的，因为我们堕落的本性与以前的人是一样的。
Our temptations are the same. Our redemption is the same. The Holy Spirit's work in us is the same. And we still have that same enemy who's telling variations on the same old lies that he's always told.
我们所面对的试探也一样。我们所需要的是同一个救赎方法。圣灵在我们里面的工作与过去也没有分别。而且我们有共同的仇敌，魔鬼。不管外在的包装如何变化，他的谎言始终是那一套。
The Apostle Peter says in 1 Peter 5, 9 and 10, Your enemy the devil prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Resist him, standing firm in the faith, because you know that your brothers throughout the world are undergoing the same kind of sufferings, and the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a little while,will himself restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast.
使徒彼得在彼得前书五章八到十节说，你们的仇敌魔鬼如同吼叫的狮子遍地游行，寻找可吞吃的人。你们要用坚固的信心抵挡他，因为知道你们在世上的众弟兄也是经历这样的苦难。那次诸般恩典的神曾在基督里召你们，得享他永远的荣耀。等你们暂受苦难之后，必要亲自成全你们，坚固你们，赐力量给你们。
Peter is telling us, don't be surprised. You're not alone. Don't give in. This is a great promise to remember. After a little while, the Lord Jesus himself will restore you. He'll make you strong and firm and steadfast.
彼得的意思是说，不要觉得惊讶，你并不孤单，不要投降让步。我们要记住这个大应许，就是暂时忍耐之后，主耶稣会亲自成全你，赐你力量，坚固你。This current is trying to wreck me, like castles of sand, castles of sand. I feel like an enemy army is marching again, but I'm making a stand. You surround me.You're going before me, and oceans are parting.
There are two really valuable life map lessons that we can get from this character Christian's experience in Pilgrim's Progress. We can learn first what kind of schemes the enemy uses, but second, how to answer him.
从天路历程书中的人物基督徒身上，我们可以学到两个非常宝贵的生命功课。第一是仇敌常用的诡计，第二是我们要如何回应它。
First, what kind of schemes does the enemy use? Well, he doesn't appear as a dragon that we can see with visible eyes. He's far more subtle. Bunyan was writing an allegory, and his imagery gets the point across.
首先，仇敌魔鬼经常用什么诡计呢？他当然不是化身为一条龙来让我们看见，他可狡猾呢。约翰本人写的是寓言故事，形象化的描述使得读者更能明白含义。
We're in a battle. We're fighting a spiritual battle, just like the Apostle Paul told us about in Ephesians chapter 6.
我们身处战场上，正在打一场属灵的征战，就像使徒保罗在以弗所书第六章所说的。
Finally, be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything, to stand.
我还有末了的话，你们要靠着主，依赖他的大能大力，做刚强的人。要穿戴神所赐的全副军装，就能抵挡魔鬼的诡计。因我们并不是与属血气的征战，乃是与那些执政的、掌权的、管辖着幽暗世界的以及天空属灵气的恶魔征战。所以要拿起神所赐的全副军装，好在磨难的日子抵挡仇敌，并且成就了一切，还能站立得住。
Isn't that great? Ephesians 6:10-13. The enemy's attacks are subtle. They come as plausible sounding thoughts mixed even with a little truth. Some of what he told Christian was true in Pilgrim's Progress.
以弗所书六章十到十三节真的是很棒的经文，对不对？仇敌的攻击并不容易察觉，往往是一些似是而非的意念，有时甚至掺杂了一点真理。在天路历程里，魔鬼告诉天路客基督徒的话，有一部分是真的。
He had already been unfaithful to Jesus. I was especially struck by the line where Apollyon points his finger at his heart and says, whenever you talk about what the Lord has done for you, it's with a certain inside desire for fame and glory. Isn't that true for many of us sometimes? Are we ever free from wanting to get glory for ourselves? Sometimes we just can't argue with the enemy's accusations.
主人公基督徒的确曾经对耶稣不忠心。当我读到魔王指出基督徒的心理状态时，我真是很震惊。他说，每次你说到你的主为你做了什么事，心里总是带着某种欲望，想要得到名声和荣耀。这不正是我们很多人有时会出现的光景吗？我们是不是真的已经不计较个人荣辱呢？有时候我们真的无法驳倒仇敌的控告。
Have you ever felt that finger pointing out your failure and sin? Has that voice tried to discourage you from continuing as a believer?Telling you you're disqualified for serving him and that you shouldn't expect the Lord's blessing or help because you don't deserve it.
你曾经感觉到魔鬼指控你既失败又犯罪吗？是不是有个声音或想法叫你不要再做基督徒了？他说你没资格服侍主，神不会祝福你或帮助你，因为你根本不配。有吗？
Anyone who's a serious and true follower of Jesus...will encounter that kind of attack, which is the value of having a spiritual map like Pilgrim's Progress. It shows us we're not alone, that what we're experiencing is the common experience of every believer, just like the Apostle Paul said in 1 Corinthians 10:13.
只要是认真跟随主耶稣的人都遇过那样的攻击。由此可见，像天路历程这样的属灵地图何等宝贵。我们会知道自己不孤单， 我们所经历的也是所有基督徒都会遇到的。就像使徒保罗在哥林多前书10:13说的那样，
No temptation has seized you except what is common to all, and God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. When you're tempted, He'll also provide a way out so that you can stand up under it.
你们所遇见的试探无非是人所能受的，神是信实的，必不叫你们受试探过于所能受的。在受试探的时候，总要给你们开一条出路，叫你们能忍受得住。
Isn't that good to know? This is the common experience of all believers, and the Lord offers us a way out. He gives us the answers. He'll show us how to counter our enemy. So those are the kinds of schemes that the enemy uses.
明白这一点是不是很好呢？这是所有基督徒共同的经验，而且神会为我们开一条出路。神给我们答案，他会告诉我们如何面对仇敌。以上就是关于仇敌的诡计。
But second, how do we answer him? Do you remember how Christian answered? I've sinned. He didn't try to defend himself. He agreed, yes, you're right. I've sinned against my Lord. My heart is full of pride. I've been unfaithful.
第二点，就是我们要如何回应仇敌。你记得主人公基督徒怎么回答吗？他说，我犯了罪。他没有尝试为自己辩解，他同意，他说，是，你说的没错，我曾经得罪我的主，我心里充满骄傲，我曾经对主不忠心。
He even went one better. He said there's much more that you left out. But then he added this, the prince I serve is merciful and ready to forgive. Good answer, Christian.
他甚至还进一步地说，还有很多你没有提到的呢。但是接下来他加上一句，我所服侍的主蛮有怜悯，随时乐意饶恕。答得好啊，基督徒。
But Apollyon keeps throwing the darts. He tries to intimidate Christian with his power. If you've perhaps ever encountered an attack like that, you know it can be overwhelming. Right in the middle of it, though, Christian remembers what's called effectual prayer, prayer that works, prayer that delivers, and it brings fresh courage.
然而魔王继续丢暗器，他试图用他的能力恐吓基督徒。如果你遇过这样的攻击，你就知道那会让你无力招架。就在抵挡的过程中，基督徒想起了有效的祷告，也就是有功效能拯救的祷告，因此他能保持勇敢。
But the enemy keeps up the attack, and what happens just as he's about to win? As God would have it, Bunyan writes, Christian touches his sword, and that gives him fresh spirit.
但是仇敌继续攻击他，最后他怎么能够不被打倒呢？约翰本人写道，感谢神，基督徒的手碰到了神的剑，这使他的灵魂苏醒，精神振作。
And as Paul put it in the Bible, the Lord will provide a way out. In this battle, the Lord delivers us. That's something wonderful to know. He'll strengthen you. He'll give you the answers and the escape you need.
这就像圣经里保罗所说的，神总要给你们开一条出路。在这场征战中，神会拯救我们，这真是好消息。他会赐你力量，会给你所需要的答案，帮助你逃脱。
Christian touched his sword, which we know from Ephesians 6 is the sword of the Spirit, the word of truth, the written word of God gave him fresh spirit. And that's another wonderful thing to know. God's word restores our sanity. It exposes the lies. It infuses us with strength. Christian grabbed hold of this sword, and he said, Rejoice not against me, O my enemy. When I fall, I shall rise again.The devil can't stand up to the power of the gospel.
主人公基督徒手碰到了耶稣的剑。根据以弗所书第六章，我们知道那是圣灵的宝剑，是真理的道。神的道使他灵魂苏醒，精神振作。这是我们要知道的另一个好的消息。神的话语能恢复我们的神智，揭穿谎言，使我们重新得力。故事中的基督徒抓住宝剑说，我的仇敌啊，不要向我夸耀，我虽跌倒却要起来。 魔鬼终于抵不住福音的大能而逃跑了。
You hear me when I call, you are my morning song. Though darkness fills the night, it cannot hide the light. Whom shall I fear? You crush the enemy underneath my feet. You are my sword and shield. Though troubles linger still, whom shall I fear? I know who goes before me. I know who stands behind. The God of angel armies is always by my side.Who reigns forever? He is a friend of mine. The God of angel armies is always by my side. My strength is in your name, for you alone can save. You will deliver me. Yours is the victory.
在今天的节目分享当中呢，查尔斯进一步的剖析天路历程当中的一些片段，其实还是很有画面感的。作为基督徒来说呢，李诺自己常常里面也会出现两利交战的这样的情形。比如说同样一件事情，我要做这个选择又或者是那个选择，其中一个选择肯定是更体恤自己的想法的，满足自己的需要的。另外一个选择呢，就是我头脑当中认识到，哦，这个是神喜悦的，或者说这个是神的标准。魔鬼就在这个时候会助我们的肉体，或者说我们自己的这种私心一臂之力，他会推波助澜的引导我们去考虑自己，去顾惜自己。这个我想很多基督徒都会经历到类似的状况，但是我们也需要认识到的就是，在我们的实际生命当中，我们面对很多的挑战，面对很多的困难的时候，我们到底第一时间想到的是什么？如果我们第一时间想到的是通过人的办法，通过人的思维模式，甚至是通过人的经验去处理某一件事情的话，那么我想我们所遇到的挣扎一定是很多的，甚至是很大的。为什么呢？因为神的道并没有成为我们生命当中的指引。我想这是每一个基督徒都需要去学习的，因为只有神的话语成为我们生命的指引呢，我们的人生呢才会更加的有方向，我们所走出的每一步呢也才会更加坚定。讲到人生方向呢，在箴言书16:9那一节的经文呢是李诺非常喜欢的，那里说到，人心筹算自己的道路，唯耶和华指引他的脚步。我们实在是要明白到，我们既然是神所造的，我们是被神创造的，我们的主权呢必然是在上帝那里，而不是在我们手中。虽然神给我们自由意志，让我们自由选择，但是当我们回顾历史，我们从自己的身上也好，从别人的身上也好， 都能够看到很多因为自己自作主张而遭遇到的很多的困境，甚至会在人生方向上迷失了。所以亲爱的朋友，虽然我们没有的选，我们生活在这个时代，我们出生或者说当我们认识基督的时候，我们就知道我们是一个有罪的人，但是神给我们机会，神真的给我们机会，他爱我们，以至于耶稣基督亲自钉死在十字架上，成为那个挽回祭，成就了那个救赎的计划，以至于当我们认识他，我们接受他，相信他的时候呢，我们就可以重新的回到神原本创造我们那个美好的计划当中，这是十分宝贵的。所以我们实在是要透过今天查尔斯的分享，重新再一次的来思想到我们的人生当中，我们的生命当中有一个仇敌，那就是魔鬼撒旦。而我们抵挡魔鬼撒旦最佳的方法，最佳的武器，就是神的道，神的真理，也就是圣经。盼望我们能够有更多的时间来认识神，透过圣经呢，来支取神的应许和力量，来跟随耶稣走我们人生的道路。欢迎朋友你来信跟李诺分享你的收获以及感想。蓝天绿洲的节目邮箱是 haven@良友.net， 短信号码是13229966122，短信开头请注明蓝天。感谢朋友您今天的收听，我们明天节目时间再会。